जय राधमाधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यशोदानन्दन जय ब्रजजनरञ्जन जय यमुनतीरवनचारी जय यमुनतीरवनचारी जय राधमाधव जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधमाधव जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare. जय राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधा वृंदन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरम च एव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಶೇ ನಮಃ ಪಂಚತತ್ವಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಕ್ಷಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗೀ ರಾಧೇ ಬೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರೀ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವೀ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ವಾಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಸೆಷನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 5 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 14 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ 19-23 ಕೋಚಿತ್ ದುಸಹೇನ ಕಯ ಅಭ್ಯಂತರ ಬಹಿನ ಗೃಹೀತ ಸಾರ ಸ್ವಹ ಕುಟುಂಬಯ ಕೃದ್ಯತಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರೋಜ್ ನಾ ಓಕೆ ಓಕೆ ವಾಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಕೋಚಿತ್ ಚ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದುಸ್ಸಹಯೇನ ಅನ್ಬಿಯರೇಬಲ್ ಕಾಯ ಅಭ್ಯಂತರ ಬಹಿನ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಫೈರ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಂಗರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತಿನ್ ದ ಬಾಡಿ ಗೃಹೀತ ಸಾರ ಹುಜ್ ಪೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಸ್ವಕುಟುಂಬಯ ಅಂಟು ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಮೆಂಬರ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರುಧ್ಯತಿ ಹಿ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎಂಗ್ರಿ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಸಮ್ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂ ಟು ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಹಂಗರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥರ್ಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಸೋಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಸೋ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹಿ ಲೂಸಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪೇಶನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಎಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಓನ್ ಬಿಲವೆಡ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಡಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈಫ್ ದಸ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಕೈಂಡ್ ಟು ದೆಮ್ he suffers all the more purport Srila Vidyapati Thakur has sung tatala saikate bari bindu sama suta mita ramani samaj the happiness of a family life is compared to a drop of water in the desert no one can be happy in family life According to the Vedic civilization, one cannot give up the responsibility of family life. But today everyone is giving up family life by divorce. This is due to the miserable condition experienced in the family. Sometimes due to misery, one becomes very hardened towards his affectionate sons, daughters and wife. This is but part of the blazing fire of the forest of material life. Verse number 20, translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, speaking to Maharaj Parikshit, My dear king, sleep is exactly like a python. Those who wander in the forest of material life are always devoured by the python of sleep. Being bitten by this python, they always remain in the darkness of ignorance. They are like dead bodies thrown in a distant forest. Thus, the conditioned souls cannot understand what is going on in life. Verse number 21. In the forest of a material world, the conditioned soul is sometimes bitten by envious enemies, which are compared to serpents and other creatures. Through the tricks of the enemy, the conditioned soul falls from his prestigious position. Being anxious, he cannot even sleep properly. He thus becomes more and more unhappy, and he gradually loses his intelligence and consciousness. In that state, he becomes almost perpetually like a blind man who has fallen into a dark well of ignorance. Verse number 22. The conditioned soul is sometimes attracted to the little happiness derived from sense gratification. Thus, he has illicit sex or steals another's property. At such a time, he may be arrested by the government or chastised by the woman's husband or protector. Thus, simply for a little material satisfaction, he falls into a hellish condition and is put into jail for rape, kidnapping, theft, and so forth. Verse number 23. Learned scholars and transcendentalists therefore condemn the materialistic path of fruitive activity because it is the original source and breeding ground of material miseries, both in this life and in the next. Iska purport main padta hu. Purport. Not knowing the values of life, karmis create situations whereby they suffer in this life and the next. Unfortunately, karmis are very attached to material sense gratification and they cannot appreciate the miserable condition of material life, neither in this life nor in the next. Therefore, the Vedas enjoin that one should awaken to spiritual consciousness and utilize all his activities to attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord Himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Yat karosi yad asnasi, yad juhyasi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi konteya, tat kurusa madarapanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. The results of all one's activities should be utilized not for sense gratification, but for the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord gives all information in Bhagavad Gita about the aim of life. At the end of Bhagavad Gita, He demands surrender unto Him. People do not generally like this demand, but one who cultivates spiritual knowledge for many was eventually surrenders unto the lotus feet of Lord. Bohuram janmanamante gyanavan mam prapadyante. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So in this purport you see Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains the miseries of material life. He mentions miseries in family life because in this world everyone belongs to in some family. They have relation in some family also. He may be a brahmachari or Gruhastha. Therefore, the miseries explained in this chapter is basically miseries because of material attachment because of material life. It is not brahmachari life or grihastha lives. When there is material attachment, even in brahmachari life, even in sannyasi life also, there is miseries and problems. If someone is in grihastha life but he is living a detached life, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, although there are many pains, but still someone can be peaceful in life. So today I will generally focus on something else. I will discuss another pastimes, Rukmini Haran, because Janmashtami is coming. So I am now reading this pastimes. Therefore, I will try to speak on this. But at the end, as Prabhupada says, that we should focus on Vedic information, knowledge of Gita, so that we can be free from the material existence. So here also we see in this purport, Prabhupada said that nowadays people are not interested in family life because they know that family life means pain. Therefore, they are not interested. And this purport is very, very much related to modern age. Ek teacher ne ek student ko pucha, which is better, love marriage or arranged marriage? Student ne kaha, sir, no marriage. That is exactly better. So this is the situation of material life. Exactly, marriage doesn't mean marriage with some person, some girl or some boy. Real marriage is marriage with the mind. If someone is in married life, but he is free from mental concoction, influence of mind, he is unmarried. But if someone is in brahmachari life, but if he is acting according to the detection of mind, he is in marriage life. Therefore, real problem is due to mind. And whole scripture exactly focus to control the mind. Sarvan partha managatan. Everything in this world we see is due to the movement of the mind. Therefore, unless until we are attracted towards Krishna, till that point, we will feel, experience the material miseries in any sphere of life, even in brahmachari life or in grihastha life. It's like that. The Parikshit Maharaj, at the end, when he was cursed, he was hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and he asked Sukadeva Goswami, I heard that Lord Krishna kidnapped Rukmini and married her with Rakhya style. I want to hear this. He says, Brahmana Krishna Katha Punya Madhavi Lokamalapa Kanu Trupyate Shunvanaha Srutagya Nityanutanaha. He says, Brahmana Krishna Katha Punya. He Brahman, Krishna Katha is very auspicious and pure. Madhavi, it is very sweet. Lokamalapa, it removes all the negativity, anarthas from the heart. Kono trupyate sunvan, who is that person who cannot be satisfied? Or who, that person will be interested more and more to hear Krishna Katha. Shutagya nitya nutanaha. Although heard it again and again, still it is nitya nutanaha. It's like the rising sun. Every day we see rising sun. But when we see the rising sun, it refreshes our consciousness. It enlivens our mind and body. Because of the energy is there, purity is there. Similarly, Krishna Katha and character of Krishna is so attractive that always it enlivens the mind. and refresh our consciousness. That is the nature of Krishna Katha. The Sukadeva Goswami says there was a king named Bhishmaka, and he was the king of Vidarbha. He had five sons: Rukmi, Rukmaratha, Rukma Bahu, Rukma Kesh, and Rukma Mali. And he has one daughter named Rukmini. And Rukmini Devi attracted towards Lord Krishna by hearing the character of Lord Krishna from different brahmanas and sadhus. And he developed such attraction that she decided to marry Lord Krishna. So here you see that attraction is there is different attraction in this world because of different types of hearing. Our hearing decides our attraction. We have the choice to hear, what to hear and what not to hear. That choice we have. Once you start hearing something, then we develop an attraction for that object. Previously, people were reading Vedic scriptures. Therefore, they would develop the attraction towards heavenly planets, Amaravati. Now people are hearing about America, and they are exactly developing attraction towards America, Western world. Previously people are hearing about Vaikuntha culture. Therefore, they wear dress like a Vaikuntha personality. The culture, the dress is Vedic, according to Vedic style. The food is according to Vedic style. The speech is according to Vedic style. Everything is according to the Vedic style. Because they would hear the scriptures, Vedic informations. Now, they are hearing modern informations, Western culture. They are hearing about Western culture. Therefore, the attraction is there for Western lifestyle. This is the power of information. Information is not something normal, because our lifestyle, our consciousness is influenced by this hearing information. तो आप सोचिए information कितना power है. हमारा देश में जो वैदिक स्टाइल से हम जो कल्चर से जी रहे थे, इस प्रकार की नेगेटिव इन्फॉर्मेशन हमें मिला कि हमारा माथा से तिलक हट गया, हमारा माथा से सिंदूर हट गया, आजकल शरीर से कपड़ा भी हट रहा है, बिकॉज ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन. तो दिस इज द पावर ऑफ हियरिंग एंड पावर ऑफ इन्फॉर्मेशन. समवन मे से दैट आई एम जस्ट हियरिंग समथिंग बिकॉज ऑफ I want some entertainment, but that is not a mere entertainment. That has a perfect and powerful effect on our consciousness, and it changes our lifestyle. Therefore, information is very, very important. It is mentioned in our Shastra that the first organ created inside the womb is the ear. And the last organ which is stopped working is the ear. Therefore, there is a system for hearing from womb to tomb. For what? Because this hearing affects our lifestyle. If you hear Vedic information, positive information, divine information, then we will live a divine lifestyle. If you hear negative informations, evil informations, then we will develop a evil lifestyle or uncultured lifestyle. And the modern world we see, it is because of negative information which is against Vedic scriptures. The Rukmini Devi never seen Lord Krishna, but she can develop attraction towards him because of hearing. So similarly, we can also develop attraction towards Krishna and Vedic culture by hearing. So the modern leaders should establish a system of information so that there can be protection of our Vedic culture. Otherwise, it is very, very difficult. to revive our culture and to practice it. So Sukadeva Goswami says, similarly, Lord Krishna also heard about Rukmini Devi. In this way, he also developed attraction towards Rukmini Devi and he fixed his mind on Rukmini Devi. He says, Tambudhi Lakshana Audaryaham Rupasila Gunashrayam Krishna cha sadrushim bharyam samudhotum mana dodhem. Tam buddhi lakshana odaryo. By hearing about the intelligence of Rukmini, bodily auspicious symptoms of Rukmini Devi, her audarya character, her magnanimity, rupa, her beauty, sila, her virtuous behavior, gunashraya, and she is the shelter of all divine qualities, Krishna cha sadrushim bharya. Lord Krishna thought that she is the personality who is very eligible for my wife. Samudhatu manadhate. In this way, Lord Krishna fixed his mind on Rukmini Devi. And Lord Krishna also decided to marry her. So here we see that the qualities of a person, qualities of a girl who is exactly to whom you want to marry. That is the point. And different qualities are given here. Buddhi, intellect, auspicious bodily feature, magnanimity, beauty, character, and divine qualities. So these are the qualities we should find, we should try to search when someone want to marry with someone. So it is said, if you are a Brahmana, your attraction is towards character. If you are a Vaishya, your attraction is towards caste. If you are a Kshatriya, your attraction towards courage. If you are a Shudra, your attraction towards a corporal beauty. So in this way, you can analyze our consciousness, Brahmana consciousness, or Kshatriya consciousness, or Vaishya consciousness, or Shudra consciousness. So, if you analyze our mind, if our mind is attracted towards character of a personality, it may be girl or boy, but then you should understand this consciousness is Brahmana consciousness. If you are attracted towards caste, then that is exactly Vaishya consciousness. If you are attracted towards courage and skill, that is Kshatriya consciousness. And if you are attracted towards corporal beauty only, that is Shudra consciousness. And modern world, generally many people are attracted towards corporal beauty, and it is advertised as the one of the chief wealth of modern world, and people are attracted and they spend money for this corporal beauty. But this attraction is due to also hearing. The because of different information, we develop different attraction for different objects. So now people are attracted towards corporal beauty because of hearing about corporal beauty, because they are seeing daily the corporal beauty, therefore there is attraction. The two attraction is there nowadays, three attraction you can say, courage, corporal beauty and cash, money. Because of advertisement of money, advertisement of corporal beauty and advertisement of courage or skill, ability, it's like that. But the main point is our attraction completely depends upon our hearing process. Therefore, if you want to change our attraction, we have to change our hearing process. So our choice is decided by our information. Therefore, choice must be based on internal quality, not based on external beauty. Choice must be based on character, not based on caste. So our choice depends upon what we hear. And our rejoice depends upon what we hear. Our cheer depends upon what we hear. And our tear also depends upon what we hear. Therefore, hearing is powerful. And we become powerful or powerless by the process of hearing. The mother Kaikeyi also heard from Manthara. And mother Kaikeyi heard from Manthara and she sent Lord Ram to the forest. she distracted from Lord Ram. So Rukmini heard and she developed attraction, and Kaikeyi Devi heard and she developed distraction. This is power of hearing. So here we see Rukmini Devi never seen Lord Krishna, but Kaikeyi has seen. Kaikeyi has touched Lord Ram. Kaikeyi has experienced Lord Ram, but still she was distracted because of negative hearing. This is the power of negative hearing. But if you see in Ramayana, as long as Bharat was there and Shatrughna was there with Kaikeyi Devi, she was attracted to Lord Ram. But in the absence of Bharat and Shatrughna, she was distracted from Lord Ram because of absence of Bharat and Shatrughna. The Bharat represents satsang and Shatrughna represents sayam. So when there is satsang and sayam, then we can control our kumati, we can control our negative information, negative mentality and negative association also. Therefore satsang is very very important in our life to control our negative influence, to stay away from maya. So by satsang, satsang means hearing, by hearing divine sound vibration we develop sayam. And by that power of sayam, we can control ourselves from distractions. Therefore, in case of Kaikeyi, she sent Lord Ram towards Lord Ram to Vanavas because of absence of satsang or absence of sayam. But when Bharata and Shatrughna came to Ayodhya, Kaikeyi Devi realized her fault. And she repented also because of presence of satsang and sayam. Therefore, for protection from maya, it is very, very important to have satsang and sayam in our life. The satsang, sayam follows satsang. Just as Shatrughna follows Bharat, the Bharat is the representation of satsang. Similarly, when you hear again and again, then we will develop that sayam in our life. And by that sayam, restraint, we can defeat maya, we can control our mind, we can have our attraction towards divine sound vibration and towards divinity, towards Lord Krishna. So in this way, Rukmini Devi developed attraction just by hearing. But he decided to marry Lord Krishna, but there is always some problem to attain something. The Rukmini has her attraction towards Krishna, but the brother of Rukmini Devi, Rukmi, he was very envious to Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is not interested in this proposal. He decided that my sister Rukmini should marry with Shishupal, not with Krishna. So this is the obstacle for Rukmini Devi. The Rukmi want that Rukmini should not marry Gopal, but Shishupal. The Shishupal, the word is very, very important. Shishu means child. Shishu means ignorance. Pal means who maintains. The person who maintains ignorance, he is Shishupal. And Gopal, the person who controls the senses, who maintains the senses, that personality is Gopal. So here is the choice, to marry ignorance or to marry sense control. So this choice is there within us. So you can decide to marry with ignorance or to marry with a sense control. And this choice or decision can be developed by hearing Krishna Katha. This is the power of Krishna Katha. If you hear Krishna Katha again and again, then you will choose to marry sense control. And you will not choose to marry sense gratification or to marry ignorance. So nowadays, because they are not hearing Krishna Katha, many people, many personalities are choosing to marry sense gratification, to marry Shishupal.
But here Rukmini decided to marry sense control, the personality of sense control, the master of sense control, Krishna. So there is tribulation. The first we have discussed attraction, and attraction is developed by hearing. Second point is tribulation. So in devotional service, even in material success also, there will be always some tribulation in our path of success. This world is designed like this. Just as there is waves in the ocean, similarly there is problems in this world. Waves cannot be stopped, removed from the ocean. Similarly, troubles and tribulations, problems cannot be mitigated in this world. We have to go through these problems and cross the ocean of difficulties and cross the ocean of material existence. This clarity should be there in our consciousness. One may be in brahmachari life or in family life, there will be waves of difficulties, but one has to go through the difficulties and tolerate the difficulties to cross the ocean of material existence. Therefore, perfection of devotion means practice with all tribulation. Tribulation or challenges are the examination we have to face to see the face of the Supreme Lord. Tribulation is the test to taste the beauty of the Supreme Personality. Tribulation is the price to pay to connect with the Supreme Person. Tribulation is the pain to access the exceptional powerful God. Tribulation tests the real love and attraction for the Supreme Attraction. Therefore, face the tribulation, perform the devotion and get the Supreme Association. This is the tribulation. So it is exactly a price you have to pay. Otherwise, you can't get the association of God. If you see Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna took birth through Vasudeva and Devaki, but they have to go through tribulations. No one in this world go through such tribulation as Vasudeva and Devaki. They have to sacrifice 6 sons in front of their eyes. Still, they have the patience and faith in Lord Krishna. This is the price one has to pay to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. ये कोई मार्केट का सामान नहीं है, पैसा देके खरीद लेंगे. This is the price we have to pay. Therefore, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you want to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have to pay the supreme price. We have to tolerate the supremely difficult situations or handle supremely difficult situations in our life. If one handles tribulation with a determination, then God is in your hand. So if you handle it properly, then God is agreed to come in our hand. This is the point. Therefore, challenge the challenges so that we can change our consciousness. The challenges are given to change our consciousness, not to defeat ourselves. Therefore, we have to challenge the challenges as a student. Just as a student is very eager to face, first class student is very eager to face the examination if you want success. Similarly, a first class devotee is very eager to challenge the challenges in his life so that he can change his material consciousness and attain spiritual consciousness and spiritual personality God. So in this way, Rukmini Devi, she has to challenge her brother Rukmi, and she decided what should be done. Therefore, she wrote a letter, love letter, the first love letter written by Rukmini Devi, and that was sent to Lord Krishna. So Rukmini Devi first took shelter of a Brahmana. She sent her love letter to Krishna through a Brahmana. Therefore, third point is accommodation. The first point is attraction, second is tribulation, third is accommodation. Accommodation means shelter, ashraya lena. In this world, there are many problems, but there are some problems which cannot be solved. We have to tolerate such type of problems. Tolerance is the only solution. There is no other solution. Two things. We have to tolerate and pray to Lord Krishna. I will give some examples. If there is some fire somewhere, some fire broke out, then that fire can be extinguished by water or fire brigade or rain also. And if there are flood, then that flood, we can protect ourselves from flood. और पहाड़ के ऊपर जाके हमें रुक सकते हैं, या शिप में जा सकते हैं, या बोट में भी जा सकते हैं. तो इस प्रकार हम प्रोटेक्शन कर सकते हैं, फ्लड से हम अपने आप को बाढ़ से बचा सकते हैं. बट व्हेन देयर इज साइक्लोन, यू कांट प्रोटेक्ट आवर सेल बाय आवर वे. 200 किलोमीटर पर आवर हवा बह रहा है, तो देयर इज नो अदर प्रोटेक्शन बाय ह्यूमन वे. वी हैव टू स्टे इनसाइड आवर होम. Close all the window and door, stay inside the home and pray to God. This is the only solution. That is called accommodation. Take shelter of Krishna. So here, Rukmini Devi taking shelter of a Brahmana. So she is taking shelter of a Brahmana. That means it is an indication that in devotional service, we have to take shelter of devotees. The devotees are our home. Who can protect ourselves from the cyclone of material existence, cyclone of material temptation, cyclone of mind's agitation. That is possible when you take shelter of our devotees, because tribulation is natural, but some tribulation we have to take shelter. Therefore it is said, mohabbat musibat hai, करे क्या मगर जरूरत है करे क्या. इट्स लाइक दैट. तो मोहब्बत मुसीबत है, प्रेम करना डिफिकल्ट है, लेकिन प्रॉब्लम्स आएगा, करे क्या, क्यों, मगर जरूरत, इट इज नेसेसरी. सिमिलरली भक्ति इज नेसेसरी. तो भक्ति मुसीबत है, करे क्या, मगर जरूरत है करे क्या. इट्स लाइक दैट. इन पाथ ऑफ डिवोशनल लाइफ there will be problem, but it is a necessary. We have to face it and accept it. So in this way, Rukmini Devi took shelter of a Brahmana and sent the love letter to Lord Krishna. And by this message, by this activity, Rukmini Devi indicates that if you want to access God, we need a devotee. Just as if you want to access judge, we need an advocate who knows the law very expertly. Similarly, if you want to access the Supreme Judge Krishna, then we have to go through an advocate, and that is devotee who knows the heart of Krishna, who follows the religious principle, and who has the access to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we have to go through the devotees. So Dhruva Maharaj attained Lord because of mercy of Narad Muni. Prahlad Maharaj attained God because of mercy of Narad Muni. And Sugriva attained God because of Hanuman. So in this way, we can understand that there is a need of a devotee in our life to attain God and to handle our tribulations in our life. Fourth point. First, attraction. Second, tribulation. Third is accommodation. And fourth is adoration. The Brahmana took the love letter and came to Dwaraka. Lord Krishna at that time, he was in his parliament house, Sabhagruha, and he was sitting in his throne, beautiful jeweled throne. As soon as Lord Krishna saw the Brahmana, what he did? Sukadeva Goswami says, Drushtva Brahmanya Devatvam Avaruyaha Nijasanat Upaveshyarayam Chakre Yathatmanam Divaukasam. Drushtva Brahmanya Devatvam. After seeing this Brahmana, Brahmana Deva, Avaruyaha Nijasanat, Lord Krishna came down from his asana, from his singhasan, upavishya arayam chakre, and he made the brahmana to sit in his asana, yatha atmanam divagos. He worshipped Lord, that brahmana, as the demigod worship Lord Krishna. This is the character of Lord Krishna. The fourth point is adoration. So we should live a life of respect, not a life of disrespect. The God want to achieve, that God is a God of respect, not a God of disrespect. He is a God of supreme humility, not a supreme arrogance. This is Krishna. He is supremely powerful, supremely opulent, but supremely humble. In our case, we are supremely insignificant, but our arrogance is very supreme. We have supreme arrogance. And sometimes we say, Krishna is not God. Why should I surrender? This is the difference. Therefore, we have to develop this respectful attitude or mentality, consciousness, to please God. God is teaching us how to please God. He is teaching by his example. Therefore, an act is perfect when executed with proper respect. One may do so many activities, but if there is no respect for that act or personality for whom we are doing, that is not perfect. God is respecting devotee. How can we attain God? By disrespecting God, disrespecting devotees. Devotional service means service to devotee. It is an illusion to expect God by disrespecting devotee. By service to a company, we get salary. By service to a company of God, we get God. So here we see, you are working hard outside in company for salary. But by serving a company of God, means a devotee, God ka sangha, associate. Okay, that is company of God, we will get God. So here, for Lakshmi, you have to work in company. And for Narayan, you have to serve the company or a devotee of God. In this way, you can attain Lakshmi and Narayan. This is the goal of life. This is adoration. At the end, Lord Krishna says to the Brahmana that in your kingdom, I think that your king should... Your king would have care for the brahmanas, and the king who cares for the brahmana, that king is very dear to me. And he says the quality of a brahmana is satisfaction. He says asantushtah sakrut lokan apnati api suraishwarah akinchana api santushta sete sarvanga vijwarah asantushtah asakrut lokan. Those who are asantushta, dissatisfied, even if they attain the whole universe, the position of the demigods, they cannot be happy in their life. Akinchana api santushta, but the person who is wealthless, healthless, powerless, positionless, akinchana api santushta, but if he is satisfied, sete sarvanga vijwaraha, that personality live a pain-free life in his life. So here Lord Krishna explains the secret of happiness. Nowadays people are hearing many motivational talks to know what is the secret of happiness. So here the supreme personality of Godhead, the owner of the three worlds, the source of all power, the personality who is worshipped by the demigods, the person with all knowledge, says, what is secret of happiness? Akinchana api santushta. Satisfaction is the secret of happiness. One may have everything, but if he fails to remain satisfied, then he cannot be happy in his life. Therefore, satisfaction is not an external achievement. It is an internal decision we have to take. That is satisfied. I will remain satisfied in any situation of life. That is satisfaction. If one thinks that if I get something, I will be happy. I will be satisfied. That is not satisfied. Definition of satisfaction is that ki we have to be happy or remain satisfied in any situation of life. Akinchana of santushta. Therefore, he gives this word. Akinchana. If you don't have anything, but you have satisfaction, that means this is your decision. Exactly, you have satisfaction. Because you are this part and parcel of supreme satisfaction. The soul is satisfaction. Soul means satisfaction. But that tendency, that quality is covered by the ignorance. So we have to develop it. And then there will be satisfaction. Ek baar ek sadhu ke paas ek aadmi aaya. Wo kaha ki mujhe shanti ki ichcha ho raha hai. Sadhu ne kaha ki aap ichcha ko thoda shant kar do. Aap generally, aapko shanti milega. It's like that. So the point is that if you want to remain peaceful and satisfaction, you have to control our desires. That is the point. As long as there is material desire, you may attain the heavenly position, but you cannot be satisfied. The Lord says, Vipran sulabha santushta sadhubhutaha shruhodatmanam nirhankarinaha santan namasye sirasa asakrut. Vipran, ho brahmana, sulabha santushta. If a person is satisfied by the things he has or which he attains without any effort, sadhu bhutah shruhdatma. If that person is sadhu, he has all good qualities. And bhutah shruhdatmanam. He sees every living entities in equal vision. He is non-envious. Nirhankarinah santa. A person is very humble. That person can be happy. So shanti ke liye we should have satisfaction. We should have character. We should have equal vision. And should have humility. If these four things are there in our life, then mind will remain in shanti, in peace. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Therefore, we have to shanti ki practice karne ki zarurat nahi hai. We have to practice satisfaction. You have to live a life of character. We have to live a life of love and non-envious nature. And you have to live a life of humility. And that will create exactly shanti in your life. And Lord says, namasya sirasa asakrut. Person who has such qualities, I offer my obeisances. I bow down before that personality. In this way, Lord Krishna speaks to this Brahmana. At the end he says, if there is no secret, you came here with some message or something, some need. If there is no secret, you can explain me. At that time, the Brahmana opens the love letter and reads the love letter. You will see some other time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this session, we have discussed 5 points. First is attraction, and attraction depends upon our hearing process. Second is tribulations. The nature of this world is tribulation. We have to take shelter of devotees. Third is adoration. So we have to live a life of respect. And fourth is satisfaction. We should practice this culture of satisfaction. And fifth is there, one accommodation. So we have to take shelter of the devotees. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. Hare Bol.